This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Qasim emails from California, and he says that he has gotten his nikah done, but he is not living with his wife yet, and the understanding of the two families is that they shall not be alone until after the walima. The expectation is that there's going to be a large walima, another big party, and then the bride is going to come over and start living with him. And then he asks a very awkward but a very necessary question, that what if the two of them meet and they engage in any type of action, whether even to the level of consummation, is that a sin or not? Now,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Now, this is an awkward question. It's an embarrassing question, I understand, for many young men and women, but it is a question that needs to be asked. You see, brothers and sisters, so there are multiple phases of a, you know, marriage and whatnot. When a young man and woman are interested in one another, and they're, you know, talking and whatnot, obviously at that stage there is nothing that is allowed that would not be allowed, except for little bit more of time with them to be alone in a public place. And if she wants to, she may show her hair or whatnot to him at a stage when she is comfortable to do so. But in terms of physical touching, in terms of intimacy, obviously nothing is allowed at that stage. Now, the nikah takes place, okay? Technically speaking, once the nikah has taken place, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are a married couple. And there is no sin on them, no matter what takes place after that, even if it is all the way to conjugal relations and intimacy. Now the official nikah has taken place, ijab and qabul, the two witnesses, the mahr, everything has done. Even if it's a small ceremony, doesn't matter. Even if it's in the privacy of your house and there were five people, the family members over, and the family expects there to be a massive festival, 1,000 people come, and then the bride is going to be given away formally. But everybody knows the nikah has taken place. In this interim, right, you are now between two problems or two issues. Number one, the Sharia's allowance to do whatever you want. Number two, the family's expectations that nothing will be done. Okay, now, if you and of course, I mean, we've all been younger and we all know it's very difficult at this stage, both men and women. I mean, why would they, you know, it's going to be with great difficulty that they will not avail themselves to this concession. Do realize, if you go behind your parents' back and do whatever you are doing, you are not sinful in the eyes of Allah, but there are legal ramifications and repercussions if a divorce were to take place, okay? If no divorce takes place, then there are no ramifications whatsoever. But if a divorce takes place, then it changes the mahr amount, it changes the iddah amount. If the two of you were never alone, you had a nikah ceremony, and then you guys went your ways and you were waiting for the walima, and it so happened, for whatever reason, that the marriage ended in a divorce, in that scenario, there is no iddah. In that scenario, the mahr will be much less. In that scenario, other things are going to come into place. However, if the two of you were alone, if the two of you engaged in any type of fondling or any type of more than this, then all of a sudden, if that marriage were to end, now the divorce is going to be basically a 3-month, you know, all of the entire process is going to take place. Now, if that were to happen and your parents don't know that you guys have, you know, gone behind their backs, it's going to be a very awkward scenario for the both of you. And by the way, that will happen if the two of you were in private, in seclusion. The Sharia, we do not ask what you did in private. That's not our business. The fact that you were alone, such that intimacy could have occurred, whether it did or not, we are not going to ask. We don't have to ask that. But if you were alone, not in a public place, but alone in a place where intimacy could have occurred, whether you did or not at that stage, you are not sinful in the eyes of Allah, but there are legal ramifications that will affect the Sharia's ruling if a divorce were to take place. Therefore, what I advise in this case, and of course, I mean, we all understand it is difficult, but I advise that the understanding be made clear to the families. The understanding be made clear that, hey look, the nikah has taken place, but you know, we're going to be meeting up and spending the day together, and you know, we're going to be, you whatever, however wording you want to use, right? But the expectations, you are not sinful, but you're going to cause some issues if, for whatever reason, the marriage does not go through and the parents thought that, you know, nothing had happened. So you have to balance between those, you know, those two areas here. And, you know best which, you know, how best to do that. But if anything were to occur, there is no sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the parents have the right to request. It's their right, it's their prerogative that we don't want, you know, the two of you to be together until the walima takes place. They have that right. Now, whether you choose to do it or not, I mean, you might get them angry, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have the right. I mean, again, so don't mix and match the two things here, you know. Allah azza wa jal, you two are married. In His eyes, you are married. And if you choose to do something, there is no sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have done something to irritate your parents, maybe, and they have every right to be irritated, and so you have to face the music. If you want to, you know, do that, it's up to you. But there is no sin on you per se. And my advice to you is that that's something that should be, you know, conveyed in a manner that is appropriate and elegant, so that nobody is surprised later on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best with that.
فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا